he's gone down memory lane. He's in a retro sweetie shop. He's just sticking his finger into every bit of sherbet that's going. What have you got?
Well, Jericho has just decided. What do you have in chocolate nibbles?
Chocolate nibbles. I used to live on these as a child.
Well, that was only yesterday then, was it?
Yeah. We used to play in my gran's backfield, not her field, one that was near her house, obviously. We weren't that well rich. Anyway, I'll let you get on.
Yeah, okay, right. So it says we're at the lovely Bar Humbug Retro Sweet Shop in Massam, says the keeper here on the clue, on the corner of Chapman Lane and Church Street, hence the clue we solved. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge's famous line is Bar Humbugs. Humbugs are indeed a sweet, he says. He's so observant. The chocolate inventing nut and television rooms are the rooms from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Well done, finders. We got that perfect. And he says that is a place I believe a fellow called Willy Wonka made confectionery. He is so observant. Thank you, Mr. Keeper, for explaining all of that. Kelly, tell us about the history of the shop.
The shop has actually been running for 12 years. I've recently just bought it the last 6 weeks ago. So it is a traditional sweet shop, which is full of everything you can imagine from your childhood, as well as some new current sweets that are obviously very popular. We also have a fantastic range of licorices, 60 different types.
So from 60?
60 from your sweet to your salty to even your chili. So you've got to come and give that a try. And if you're brave enough, as you've already volunteered yourself, for some wonderful mega sours, which is always a good one. So makes your mouth really, really tingle. And so it's a great little shop. We do Brymore ice cream, which is just up the road, which is fantastic. We've got hampers for Christmas, birthdays, anything that you can imagine.
So on a Saturday, then I reckon you must be packed out with loads of kids coming in. What's the big flavour of now? Because there's like you say, there's so much stuff here I remember from my childhood, but my kids I know would go for cola bottles and the little cherries. But what's doing really well?
There's all sorts that do really, really well. So you've got your, like you say, your traditionals of your cola bottles, but you've also got things like your fizzy strawberry cables, your giant strawberry is always a good favourite. Pick and mix with children, you can never go wrong with that. So drives parents mad, but children love it. That's what we're all about.
As long as you clean your teeth after you've had the sugar, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
No harm in that whatsoever.
And I love the fact as well, you've got lovely pink. So when you took all this over about six weeks ago? 6 weeks ago, what was your kind of dream? Because you've got some lovely furniture now outside it. You've got your little pink tables and chairs. Had you always wanted to have this? Was this your big dream?
It wasn't. It was just a little bit of a it was a surprise that it came up, and a very exciting one at that. The pink matches the brand. It's fun, it's exciting, it's vibrant. It's to really go down memory lane, enjoy its nostalgia of what people used to eat and still currently enjoy. So just looking to make sure that everybody gets to eat lots of sweeties.
Now, before we go to the news then, you challenged me, and Jericho laughed, because you have mega sours. So are you wanting to do one as well, do you? So we're in front of us, Claire, we've got mega sours, but there's bubblegum flavour, cherry flavour. I might go for cherry, actually. Or there's raspberry, apple, or watermelon. Yeah. Oh, there's loads more behind
the counter. I don't remember mega sours.
Don't you remember mega sours? So, Jericho, what flavour are you going for?
I'll go for watermelon, if that's okay.
Okay, so we're going for one cherry and one watermelon. And what are they like? What's the challenge here?
So the challenge is you've got to keep it in your mouth, no spitting it out, and we really need some photos of this because it is rather amusing, the wincing.
Right, Jericho, you can go first, and I'll get the camera ready, and I'll then pop mine in during the news, but let me get the camera ready. Jericho, three.
I won't ham it up.
You're not going to ham this up at all. Okay, I'm going to video this, actually. I don't know about photos. No, you must not, because I don't want anybody in Massam to see you spitting things out in the marketplace. Right, go on then. Here we go. In it goes.
That
is really bad, is it?
Acid.
Keep it in, you've got to keep it in. Keep it in. Oh, the face, the picture. That's great.
Oh, we don't need the hand there. Come on, we want to see all the facial expressions.
I love it. I don't know why I'm laughing, because I've got one to do.
Oh, outrageous carry-on doing the big sour challenge in Massam. Finders keepers, we're going to solve question and clue number 3, all coming up after the news at 10 o'clock.